I think some of the purpose was figure out how on a website do I allow, like, a merchant service, like, you know, a credit card or something like that. Where does that come into play? In
the well, it certainly doesn't come into play yet, because you need to be working on a server.
Okay.
In order to have any of the security that you would need for that.
Okay.
This class does not even come doesn't even touch working on the server side. That would be in PHP, and we actually don't cover it there, but you would use something like, basically there's canned applications out there. And
yeah,
you would just go ahead and incorporate one of those canned applications into your page.
Now, we're using an old a server OS could cause like trouble with your for the site, or would really
it shouldn't in this course. You should be able to use Macs, you should be able to use Linux, you should be able to use Windows, you should be able to use older versions. Mainly because a website has to be. I mean, there are people at home that have old stuff, and if they don't have it so that they can use it, then it's a problem. Okay, let me just mention what I had said before in answer to a question. I've got some PowerPoints on JavaScript out under my XHTML presentations, and they're older, but JavaScript is JavaScript, and you'll find that they would give you some information probably. Okay, I'm going into HTML5 again, and we're going to start looking at loops. So the one I'm going to look at is while loop. And these are very basic. So I'm saying, how many times should I write the line? And I entered in 6. Okay? And lo and behold, it wrote it 6 times. Okay, so this is just very basic look at.
I put 6 just before you said 6. I'm like, that's weird.
Mental telepathy. All right, so I now have set up a variable called data input, and I put up a prompt that said, how many times should I write the line, and the result is going to be stored in data input. Then I also have a variable called count. And count is going to keep track of as I write. Okay, so variable input is basically saying, when you hit this, you're done. But I got to keep track of where I am. And so count is going to keep track of where I am. So I'm calling count my control. Okay. Is my control, and count is going to keep track of where I am. And
programming.
Huh?
They call it poor programming.
Poor programming?
Yeah, that's why it keeps happening. Poor programming.
Oh.
We can make our own.
Okay, so count is going to be my control. Let me try that one more time. Yes.
People like to do the program.
Okay. So, now I have basically 3 things that I have to have when I'm doing a loop. Okay? The first thing is I need to set a control. And control, in this case for me, is count. So I need to set my control. The second thing is I need to test my control. And I do that inside the loop, at the start of the loop, rather. So I say, while count is less than or equal to data input. Okay, so count is being compared to data input. And data input I happen to take in as a prompt. I could have put it in as a variable and said what the number was. But that's my test control. And then my third thing is I have to change the control inside the loop.
CT's control?
Yep.
Not count.
It's pound. But I made it my control. I can have my control any name that I want. It's the thing that I'm using to control it. And so count is my change it. Okay? And I always tell the story that when I was first programming, I wrote my loop and I sent it off to the printer, and they had, at that point, I was working on a mainframe and they had a print room. So I sent it to the printer, and the guy came out from the print room with a stack of papers about this high with the person's name and address, same person's name and address, on every single page. He said, "Did you really want 1,000 copies of this?" Oops. And the reason is I didn't change my control. I didn't add one and read the next record. Or actually, I think the reason was I didn't read. But I didn't change something. I didn't make a change. And so I got the same thing 1,000 times because I didn't do anything to change it. I think it was actually I was reading a file and I didn't read another record. And so it processed the same record until the guy pulled the plug. And if it had been a nighttime job running, it would have been many thousand, or actually it would have stopped when the printer ran out of paper. Right. And that's what would have actually ended the thing, is the printer ran out of paper. So, basically, these are the things that I have. And setting the control I did there, testing the control I did there, and changing I'm doing right here, where I say count equals count plus one. Now, I write it as count equals count plus one. A lot of people write it as count plus plus. And that's perfectly fine. I don't know why. I think I like the documentation part of it. I see myself adding the one. I like that better. But a load of people, in fact, the majority, would probably write that as count plus plus.
It's easier.
Huh? Quicker. It's quicker to write, yes. Although you have to hit the shift to write that. But like you have to hit the shift on the plus and the equal. So you're right.
You don't have to if you have like a number pad on the right.
This is true. If you've learned to use the number pad.
I like the number pad.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
I'm
okay, so anyway, folks. This is doing a loop. And I have the loop, okay, the loop is the while loop in this particular example. And the condition is inside the parenthesis of the while loop. What I'm going to do inside the loop is inside the curly braces. So when the curly brace closes, that means the loop closes. So, essentially, it loops back at this point. It hits the curly brace, it goes back and checks to see if it should do it again. So it continually loops back, and eventually when it loops back to that while statement, the while statement will no longer be true. Once count is no longer less than or equal to data input, it will not write. Okay? So one of the things that you can do in debugging...
Put a negative number and make it not work?
Good. I guess you can do that, too. That wasn't where I was going, but... okay,
I was trying to make it do something else. The only thing I could think of was put a negative number and see what happens.
Yep. Okay, so what I'm going to do is when I first come into the loop, I'm just going to put up an alert that says count. So I can watch count grow by putting up that alert that says count. Okay, and I can watch count grow. So if I save this and... Okay, I'm going to do a file, save as, and call this watch count. .html.
Yeah. She put in the web
account. Okay.
Is that a semicolon or?
It's a semicolon at the end of every line.
Okay.
So, now I am going to open that, if I can find it. File, open file, and watch count is the name of it. And so there it is. So how many times should I write the line? 7. Okay. So now I'm going to say 1. So it's put up the alert for 1. And then I see it put it up. Now I'm seeing 2. And I see it put up. Now I'm seeing 3. And I see it put up. And so I can watch count as it is growing. When count gets to 7, then I drop out. Okay? After. So what happened was I put this in right at the beginning. Now, if I decided I'd like to see it after I added 1 to count, I could have put in the alert down below after I added 1 to count. And if I had done that, I would have seen it go to 8. Okay? But it didn't go to 8 the way I did it, because when it was 7, 1 was added to it, it became 8. When it went back up, it said, is 8 less than or equal to 7? No, it's not. So it dropped out of the loop and did the document right. This is the end. And notice the BR that I put in here, and that means break. I could have also written this as BR and then just written this is the end. And that would have worked just fine too. In other words, the BR could have been inside the quotes. And those are quotes in case you can't tell. No, I'm not able to erase that, apparently. All right, that little dot up there is there permanently. But essentially, if it's all inside quotes, I didn't have to have the BR in its own set of quotes and concatenate it. I could have put the BR inside the quotes. Questions?
I'm just messing with this. I put a -300 for the bar instead of...
That's what the fifth graders and sixth graders usually do when I have them come in and run. So watch it before you confess. We bring them in and we do something called logo with them.
Well, I just wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say. And they put 100,000 and then they go to 1,000,000. So why don't you do that? Maybe if you put 100,000 in there, you can really watch it go for quite a while. Okay. And then you can decide to maybe not act like the fifth grader and pay attention to what I'm doing.
I'm doing both. I needed to know what exactly.
Oh, I like that. So I needed to know.
Technically, there isn't a limit, right?
Well, isn't a what?
There isn't a limit on how.
Oh, there may be.
Depends on a.
Right, it may well be. I don't know if there's a limit on it. I do know that we don't have time to try it. Okay, I do know that much. All right. So now the next loop is a do loop. How many times should I write the line 7? It works exactly the same way as far as output. But if I look at the code, there is a difference. And this one is a do while, which means the while is at the bottom as opposed to at the top. So at the bottom of the loop, I check to see whether I should be going back inside the loop. Okay, now.
Okay, my brain just went over.
If.
I'll do the check the condition at the end.
Okay, I've got 2 versions going on here.
Oh, okay. So you went to another page. Okay.
The runs first. That's what I needed to say.
So you're doing the do loop?
Yep. Okay, so here are the two loops that we've looked at so far. One has the condition at the top. One has the condition at the bottom. So this one asks the condition before it goes into the loop, the while. Asks the condition before it goes in. The do does it once and then asks, should I do it again? Which one is it possible that I will not go into the loop at all? That I will not execute the loop? Which one of these is that possible?
The do loop? That was a mess.
Look at the logic and play with this in your head, not on the machine. Play with this in your head with making it such that you don't go in. So let's say count is one. So for data input, let's say I put in zero. So if data input is zero, count isn't less than or equal to data input, right? Right? Somebody look like that, think that's right? So which one of these would then stop me from doing the loop? Play computer and do it. Let's say I put in data input as zero. Which one will show me nothing from inside the loop? It's a matter of where I test, huh?
But you already said it anyways, but I did do it on the computer, so.
Which one?
The before the loop.
Which one is not going to enter?
The one on the left.
Right, the while loop. Because the while loop is checking before it goes in. So it's saying while count is less than or equal to. If count is one, which I made count a one up there, and let's say I entered zero for this, is one less than or equal to zero? No, one isn't less than or equal to zero, right? Yeah, I noticed. So therefore, I just drop out of the loop without doing it. Over here, I never ask about it. I just say do. And so it comes in here and writes out a line. Then it adds one to count and counts now a two. And then it checks. Is two less than or equal to zero? No, so it doesn't do it again. So this one, there's the possibility, okay, possible to never enter the loop. This one will always do at least once. Okay, it may not do it a second time, but it will always do it at least once. So that means the programmer has to think about which they want. There are times when you don't want it to do the loop if the conditions aren't met. There are times when you want it to do it anyway. You want it to do it once. Okay? So the programmer has to make that determination and decide which of the loops to use. Okay, so if we go back and I do that zero, so now I'm going to go back to the while loop and I'm going to enter zero, and all it says is this is the end. Okay, so it simply says this is the end. But if I go back to the do loop and I enter zero, it gives me one pass through the loop. I will find it yet. There we go. It gives me one pad. Nope, I didn't find it. Oops. I could have sworn that said do. Doesn't that say do? Yeah, this time I got it. Okay, so that means that it went in once, even though I entered zero. It went in once because it didn't check until it had already done it once. And so, therefore, it goes in and does it because I didn't tell it to check. And again, it's a dumb machine. It does what you tell it to do. Questions? Okay, and the third kind of loop is a for loop. How many times should I write the line? 7. It does it 2. Okay, now the for loop is much
better
for counting. It's not as good for some other kinds of decisions, but for counting it's lovely. And one of the reasons is that it does everything in the parenthesis after the word for. So, in fact, I didn't really need that line up there because I'm setting it inside. So, in fact, I could make that line go away. It doesn't do any harm to have it. It's just redundant. Okay? So I can make this line go away, and it will set up its own variable for count. So what I've got here's where I set the control. Here is where I check the control. And here is where I change the control. And that's where I change the control. So I have the set, I have the check, and I have the change. All very nicely compacted inside the for loop. And so the only thing I have to do inside is, what do I want to do for processing? In this case, I just simply want to write a line, so I write the line. I like the for loop when I was learning to program because it basically forced me not to forget one of the three things because those three things are in there. And as we've already discovered, I am easily able to forget something like resetting or something like that, like changing. So the for loop does that for me, and I kind of like that. But it's really used for counting. And I can tell that something different. I could have, if I want to do even numbers, for example, I could start count out at 2, and I could increment it or change it by saying count equals count plus 2. So I can do a variety of counting. He liked backing up and doing negative numbers, so I can start count out at negative 1. And then I can have count equals count minus 1, so it keeps subtracting. What did I say? Negative what? Anyway, I could start it out at 10, I meant to say. I could start it out to 10 and then say count equals count minus 1, so it would go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. I got my negative in the wrong place, I think, when I was talking about that. Okay, so those are the basics of loops. Okay, the next one is an if with loop. Okay, so I've got here, and in this one I am putting up alerts all over the place to show what's happening. So I said count at the beginning of the loop is 1. Okay, so there it is. And then the next thing I say is enter the number of points you earn. So I'll earn 50. And then it says total points after the add is 50. And then it says count at the beginning of the loop is 2. and then it tells me to enter the number of points, and I'll enter 100, and it now says the points are at 150, and now it's at 3, and I'll enter 200, and I'm at 350, and that's where I'm at. So basically, by putting all those alerts in, if it had been giving me the wrong numbers, I would have caught it with the loop, with the alerts. Okay, so first of all, in this program, I decided to really start putting together the HTML inside, the JavaScript rather, inside a program. Up until now, we've been kind of playing around with it and just putting HTML in. So now I've got my doc type HTML, I've got my head, I've got my meta character set, I've got all the stuff that I put in. I've got my CSS, and I decided to make the background of the body beige and the color brown. And then I decided to have an H2, which had a border and a dotted border at that and all that good stuff. So I have got my CSS going on there. Then I drop down and I say style is ended, head is ended, body is ended. And then I get into my HTML. So I put out a header in HTML, and then I put out a paragraph in HTML, and then finally I got into JavaScript. And I have input points, total points, message, and count. Okay, so now what I'm doing is I'm saying, okay, while count is less than or equal to 3. Okay? And I think when I originally wrote this, I had a much bigger number, but I got sick of the alerts coming up. So I said, count is less than or equal to 3. And then I said, alert. And I put out the count. Now, again, I probably wouldn't start out with these in here, but if I was having a problem and things weren't working, I'd throw in these alerts because they tell me what's going on. Then I have an input prompt, two prompts. One is taking in the input. Okay, enter the number of points you've earned. I'm sorry, only one prompt. One is saying enter the number of points you've earned. So I'm taking that in. And the first time I put in a 50. And then I said, okay, total points is total points plus input points. So I have in memory, yes, Mom.
I have a question.
All right, and just a minute when I find myself back wherever I was. Might as well take a picture of that first part because I don't think I did. Okay, so there. Yes, what is your question?
We may have probably discussed it with the last class. Now, where it says input points equals total points equals. Now, could I put garbage right there and it'll still work? You know what I'm saying?
No. Right? If you put garbage there...
If I put another word besides input points.
Sure, you can call it apples and bananas.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And you'll be cursed by the people that have to modify your program. I mean, the point, the computer could care less what you're calling it.
That's what I'm trying to
do. But you put names in that have meaning because of people.
Right, what I'm trying to figure out, what part of this is the actual code versus the name?
The name is any variable name. That's the only thing you get to change. You don't get to change.
So alert
parse will, into
alert will stay the same.
You have to have all the commands the same.
Right.
The only thing you can change is a variable.
So var will always be the same while alert. you know, that sort of
those stuff. Will all be the same, because those are the language.
And the count.
Count, you don't have to have count. You can call it point. You can call it number. You can call it whatever you want to call it.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
But that's a variable.
All right.
The thing is, the variables are up here, and I gave the variables my names.
Okay.
But
that's
when I'm using the language, I've got to stick with the language that somebody else came up with.
Right. That's what I was trying to pick out of this so I understand it.
So, I've got alert, and then I said input the number of points. So, I've now got that memory variable called... I didn't even draw a line like that. Why did you decide that I wanted to have a line like that? Bless us and keep us. Okay. So, one more time. I've got input points. And it's important that I do it exactly the way I did it when I set it up to address your question. I put a capital P in there. So, since I made that decision, I got to stick with that decision. So, once I've named it, I got to stick with it. So, I've got input points and I've got total points. Now, in this particular one, I did not give an initial value to input points
because I don't need to. I am going to fill it with a prompt. And so I'm going to put in it whatever somebody puts in at the prompt. With total points, I am using it. And if I don't initialize it, I run into the problem that it could just be garbage in that spot and I could get something I don't want. So I initialize it with a zero. Okay? So then I come down and I've got count. And I initialize count at 1, and I've got a message. So now I start, and I say alert, count at the beginning of the loop, and it tells me 1. Then I say input points, and that's going to get the prompt. And I put up, and I entered 50, so we'll have 50 there. Then I come down, and I say take what is in total points, which is 50. I mean, total points, sorry, which is 0. And add in what's in input points, which is 50, and put it back into total points. So total points is now 50. So take what was in total points, which was 0, add to it what was in input points, which was 50, and put the result back in total points. Now notice what happens. When I want to accumulate a total, I have the total points on the right side and on the left side. Because I'm saying take what is already in total points and add this to it. So take what is already in total points and add something to it. And then I put up an alert that said total points is now 50, and I added 1 to count. And I loop back. Is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. It's now 2. So I go in, I put out 2. I take in the input points, and I put in 100 this time. And then I come down and say, well, take what is in total points, which is 50. Add input points, which is 100, that's 150, and assign it back to total points. So total points is now 150. And I print it out on the next line with an alert, and then I add 1 to count, which is now a 3. And I go back and I say, do while count is less than or equal to 3, it is. So I print out the 3, I prompt, and I put in 200, so input points now becomes 200. Then I said, take what is in total points, add the input points, that gets me to 350, and assign it back to here, so that's now 350. Add 1 to count, and I go back. Is count less than or equal to 3?
No. So I drop out of the loop. Okay, so I'm otherwise, out of the loop.
Otherwise you have a continuous loop that you don't put anything there.
That's right. Okay, so I'm now out of the loop and I drop down to the if statement. And in the if statement I said, is total points less than 10? No. So I take the else. Is total points less than or equal to 50? No. So I then take that else, and the message becomes, you can choose a prize from Group A. Now, I decided in my document right that I wanted to write it out big like a header. So I said, put out a header too, put the message inside it. So I have the message inside the header. Yes, no, maybe?
Possibly.
That's a maybe. Questions? Does this make sense? I'm getting nobody saying anything. Make sense?
I nodded my head yes.
Does it? Stop me if it doesn't. Because I don't want to put you to sleep, but I also don't want to have you sitting there going, what the is she talking about? So I'm looking.
Like, I think it's just something that we need to like work on our own to know if we actually do get it or not.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
The concept is understandable. It's just putting it into practice.
Yes. The biggest thing I hear from students all the time is it makes sense when you say it. It's when we get home that it stops making sense. And that's very true, I think. For all of us, when I go and take a class or a seminar, it makes perfect sense all in there. And then, oops. Okay. Now I've got end of the points player one earned. So I'm going to have player one earn 10 points. End of the points player two earn 20. 30. Do you want to play again? And I enter a capital Y. Okay, player one got 30, player two got 40. Do you want to play again? Yes. 50, 60. Do you want to play again? No, I'm sick of it. So I put in the no and hit OK, and I'm done. Okay, so. This one, I don't think I was giving away prizes. So this one, I just kept track of the points. And I put in 10. Okay. I put in for player one. I put in 10. I put them in like this. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. So player one ended up with 90. And player two ended up with 120, right? Because that's just the numbers that I put in, so I remember what I put in. And every time at the bottom of the loop, I am saying, do you want to play again, yes or no? So what's my control on this? My control is that answer. That's my control, okay? So I have set the control right here. There's where I'm setting my control. I'm saying, make it yes, because I want to do it. And then I am doing the check of it here. So I'm checking my control by saying, is continue program equal to Y? And down here, I am letting the user... change the control. So as long as the user enters a capital Y, and it has to be a capital Y, and we will talk about how to make it lowercase or uppercase later, but for now, it has to be a capital Y. Okay? So they will keep going until the player enters capital N or anything. Because notice the only thing I'm checking is did they enter a capital Y? If they entered a capital Y, I keep going. If they didn't enter a capital Y, I don't go into the loop. So anything they enter other than a capital Y means I'm done. Okay, so I could just hit enter. I can hit A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, anything other, and I'm done. And so then I wrote out the output where I said the total for player 1 is, and I wrote player 1 total, and then the total for player 2 is, and I wrote player 2 total. Questions? Okay. Now you are going to modify this program. I want to know who won. I put out what player 1 got. I put out player 2 got. I want to know who won. So I want you to come back in here, down at the bottom, and you can either write them out first and then check, but somewhere in here, you can either write and then have the if statement, or you can have the if statement and then write. But somewhere in there, I want you to put in a set of if statements that finds out which player won. Which player won? You know what player 1 got, the total for player 1. You know the total for player 2. Okay? And you want to put them in. Now, there's a couple of things before we go on, and then I'll stop. I forgot to mention. Number 1, you don't need window with prompt. That's an extra added attraction. Okay, Leo. And parse integer means it changed it over to an integer when you entered it. So down in the add, I didn't have to worry about it because it did the convert when I entered it. So I took in the 2 user numbers and immediately converted them. And then I didn't need to use the parse down in the other stuff. And notice that when I want to accumulate a total, again, I said take player 1 total, add player 1 entry, which is the prompt, and put it back into player 1 total. Okay. Now, the other thing I want to mention is how many possibilities are there as to who won?
I did 2. There's only 2 players.
Yeah, but what if they tie?
Awesome.
So you can have player 1 as the winner, player 2 is the winner, or they tied. Okay? So you can have, I want an if statement, and I can have player 1 wins, I can have player 2 wins. So I'm going to need more than 1 if statements, or I can have tie. So there's 3 possibilities. Now, do I need 3 if statements with 3 possibilities?
If else.
That's right. I only need 2 if statements, because if there's only 3 possibilities, I can ask 2 questions, doesn't matter which 2. And then if those 2 aren't true, it's got to be the 3rd. It's kind of like if I flip a coin. Do I have to ask if it's head or tails? No. I flip a coin and I ask, is it heads? And if somebody says yes, then I know it's heads. If they say no, I know it's tails, right? So I don't have to ask 2 if statements.
So I put it after where it says plus player 2 entry, like else if.
What do you think? Where are you going to put it?
That's what I'm trying to figure.
No, where did you just ask?
Where it says player 2 total equals player 2 total plus player 2 entry. I was thinking.
Yeah,
after
you can put
that.
It right after that, or you can put it in front of those, before those three statements. Either place.
So it'd be like an else if?
Yes, it's going to have an if with an else, definitely. So take a few minutes and try to write that.
That's the final totals.
Okay. A lot of doing because we've been doing if statements.
I mean, I kind of
pick whatever question you want to ask first. Pick one and ask it. With an if statement, so you're going to just pick one of those questions and ask it with an if statement. So you can pick if player one is greater than player two. You can pick if player one equals player two. You can pick if player one is less than player two. You can pick if player two greater than player one. There's a whole bunch of possibilities. But you got to figure out two questions. So the first thing you're going to ask is one question. And if you go back and look at my if statements, okay, you're going to pick a question to ask. And basically you're asking, is player one total's relationship to player two total?
Both times for the health sip, you could use player one,
mm-hmm.
or you could use player two.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I mean, just think about it without computers. If there's, you're looking at, did he win or did you win? How are you going to ask that question?
I made a new variable for that.
Fine. There's no given way of doing this. That's one of the reasons why programmers make good money, is because you have to figure out how you're going to solve it in an effective way and then do it. And there's no, this is what you've got to do. Questions?
Yeah. I'm sort of getting it. But, so I got the LTIP, and then what I figure out is player one is that, but then I can figure out what I can put for the message on both of those. But what I can't figure out is how I would put it up in here.
Well, why don't you go back and look at my last example that we went over a few minutes
ago. The loop
ago.
Decision? Because I was taking a look at the loop decision.
Yeah.
But my thing is that the points aren't going to be equal to 50 or...
But they're going to be equal to player 2 points. If I'm comparing player 1 points to player 2 points, I've got two variables. Sometimes you have a variable and a constant. Sometimes you have two variables that you're comparing.
Right, I understand that, but I'm just not sure how to... put it down. Like I
try.
I know player, let's say player one has 100 points, and player two has 99 points, so that would.
But you're simply going to say if player one is greater than player one total, it should be total. Player one total, and then you're going to compare it to player two total. You're comparing player one total to
works.
Player two total.
Okay.
Are you having computer problems? Oh, isn't that fun? Yes. Okay, so you're starting another one up?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
If only I had that luxury at home.
Yes, right.
No, another thing. Do I need to have those certain letters capitalized?
Absolutely.
It has to be case sensitive.
It's very case sensitive. Most languages are, with variable names especially. Microsoft tends to fix it for you, but it's still case sensitive. It just does the fix.
Okay. Capital letters are submitted as a different value than lowercase letters.
Did you get it?
I mean, that's an awesome thing, though, that they're different variables because they have capital letters. It just makes things so much easier.
I think it's easier to read if you put the capitals in.
Yeah.
It's more convenient, too, if you're really lazy at naming things.
That's true. Questions?
For mine, I'm getting the white.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Should I put like a different function for this?
Well, no. Let's see. If player one total is greater than player two total, winner equals whatever.
I'm
not sure it's happy with LCF. I think it may not be happy with LCF. Do you do that?
I did that with the
LCF is a word. You can use LCF all in one word.
I did that with the math max.
And it worked all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have it right here. Mm-hmm.
I would write LCF on different words. I will return.
Okay,
now what was your...
Yeah, I did
a math test. Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you? And
what?
I usually write LCIF, but... I would check your parentheses and your curly braces. I want to see where I am.
Now what if I, let's say, I only put the two and forgot the one where that's equal. Will that cause an error?
No, it won't cause an error because the computer doesn't know what you want to do. Depending on how you do it, it may cause seeing no answer, or it may cause seeing the wrong answer, depending on how you did it. Mm. But it won't. That's a logic error, and logic errors don't crash things as much as they just give you strange results.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Okay. File save as... What is this one called? Who won? Did the other computer not come up? No? Okay. Are you okay on this?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, you know, if player one is greater than player two, message player one wins. That makes sense. Else, if player two is greater than player one, message player two wins. I like it. What did Sean Rummick?
I pretty much, I'll copy this from Sean Rummick. The end of this one, which was a
Exactly. And so I'm not seeing what is wrong with that one.
Yes, not right at all.
You're right. So, all right, let's see. Okay. I don't think you need a curly brace up there. Because that, you're standing in there. So get rid of that top curly brace, right? Okay, now try it. Okay, so you're not writing out who won, so let's go back. Okay, document write. Page two message. Let's say that ought to come out.
Declared.
You sure you ran the right one?
I believe that.
Yeah. Go back and make sure you ran game one.
Game one?
Or isn't that what you called it?
Yeah.
Right. No, I don't see why you're not getting that. Document write. It's basically not hitting that document write, it looks like. But it looks to me like it should be hitting it.
What did I do?
Document write, page 2, plus message, plus page 2.
What's page 2?
That's HTML, page 2.
Oh, right.
I just wanted to write it in a bigger size.
Right.
I do not see what's wrong with that. You got quotes.
You see where I
It went through it all right, so yeah, it's the document right that it's having problems with, and that's a copy and paste.
This is what I
I didn't write it. There's no way that's a typing error.
Yep. You don't have to put in an alert right above your document right where you write out a alert message.
So now you have this container
that
I
just right.
Okay.
And see if it gets
go
there.
Right here.
Alert.
Yeah.
AL.
Space right there. Yeah.
And then message. No, in parenthesis, message.
VAR.
No, in parenthesis.
All right.
Put the parenthesis, message.
But what do I put next?
And then close parenthesis,
semicolon. Space, message.
Okay, now try.
Like that?
Yeah, now that's where I'm at. I put just semicolon.
If player one message, player one wins. Else, if player two is greater than message, player two wins. Else, message, player wins.
How'd you get it to run?
I don't know. I don't have the answer with me. I'm going to put it up there in a minute. But I'm planning on typing exactly what you have there. that ought to be interesting.
Or maybe I already have this, let's see. Yeah, good. All of you get together and figure it out. Because it's some stupid little thing.
I think I pretty much did the same thing right there. Pretty much, I think. I think everybody had pretty much the same idea.
I did yours work.
Yeah.
I did find. Did he not use a variable?
Yeah, that's what he did.
Okay, I just looked at the if. Duh. Good point.
Oh, you need that. You definitely need that.
I still need this.
Yes.
Yeah.
VAR, MSG, what? Just that.
Well, you made it way more complicated than it needs to be.
Yes, be sure you use the variable names. That's what you did. You did something different than the player.
There we go.
There you go.
That's what.
And it's now working?
It is. It's working out.
No.
I don't believe I missed that, but then again, I do believe I missed that.
All right. This should just be else.
Yeah. The last one should be else.
Yeah.
Okay, here is a solution. Now, I didn't use message in this. I used document rights.
You should do it like this.
Okay. That's how you put your second if.
Yeah, like, hold on, let me see.
This or this or this.
What, watch. You should pitch the mouse. You should do it.
Have you got a computer to come up? They take time. Sometimes, but...
Right before the if. You put the curly brackets or something?
Yeah, because this is part of this else right here. These are both part of this else. So these are all, this is all subcategory.
So business. Actually, I get rid of that else right there then, right?
No, you need this one too. It's like, if you look at it, right?
No, and right, I'm going to need... Put in that one more time.
Yeah.
Else.
Just I usually do it.
Yeah.
Because this is all part of this right here.
The bad part about having a class at this hour, yes. I haven't had lunch either. Okay, I'm going to go over this now. So let's take a look. What I did is I added in this question, if player one total is greater than player two total, and I did a document right. Okay, and I wanted to skip down a ways, so I put in the document right a BR, and then I made it into an H1, so that I skipped down a little bit, and then I did an H1. Now, obviously, you could have just set up a message here and do a document right at the bottom. Then I said, else, if player one totals equals player two total, I wrote out tie. And then my last one is that player two is the winner. And as I said, you can ask any of these three questions, two out of the three questions. And you could phrase them differently. Okay, I always have player one at the front, but you could have player two at the front. It doesn't matter. There's three possibilities. And there's a load of ways you could ask the questions.
Could you print that up for me, please?
Yep. But again, remember, this is only one part. Anybody else want to print a copy?
I'll take one.
Anybody else?
I'll mess with this one more later so I can see.
No, that's a good idea. Okay. So you can go get them. There's two of them there. Okay, the next one I'm going to look at, because we're coming close to running out of time, is a math facts.
That's where I did wrong. I didn't do like a double equal sign somewhere.
That would do it.
I didn't either, but
that's the issue.
You didn't do double equal?
No.
That's...
I don't believe I didn't see that. No, but you didn't check for double equal.
Yeah, you didn't do that.
That's right. You did less than or greater than. Yeah. I happened to check for equal, but you did less than and greater than, and that's fine.
I said else tie.
I mean, I basically did the equal check just because I thought it would be a good idea to do an equal check. That one didn't come up either? Well, I'm just going to be talking about this now, so you can just listen, sure.
If you're going to sit, you can come up and watch his screen or go back and watch his. If you sit here, you'll see real well. So just sit there and then you can see the screen. And I think he's going to have the same thing up.
It's probably just being very slow. It was very slow.
And it says it's personal settings not responding.
Okay.
Did you log off this one? Or did you shut down this computer? Are you still logged on?
You should be able to log on multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, I've logged on multiple times.
Yeah, but it does that sometimes, though. If you log on one computer, it won't let you log on the other one in the same room.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. As I said, I've done it, so I thought it was forgiving.
Sometimes it whacks up.
Okay. Did you log out of the other one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here I am doing a file where I'm doing some math facts. And so I started out and I said, set count to one and do while count is less than three. And I said, document write count concatenated with a plus sign. So notice the plus sign is within quotes. Concatenated with count, concatenated with an equal sign, concatenated with answer, concatenated with BR. So I wrote out 1 plus 1 equals 2. And then I added 1 to count, so I went back and wrote 2 plus 2 equals 4. And then I went back and I wrote 3 plus 3 equals 6. Okay? So that's just a very basic showing math facts. But at some point, take a look at that document right and make sure you're comfortable with that. The next one is an embedded loop. And that's what I wanted to talk about. Okay, so I've got a loop.
Which one
are you looking at? The next one. It's called Math Facts While Nested 5.
Okay.
Okay.
So here I started out a variable called count. And then I set up another variable called count in. And I could have given an initial value, but I didn't because I wanted to make a point. I've got two loops. This one is count. Good. That one is, the outer loop is controlled by count. That's the control on the outer loop. The inner loop has a control called count in. Okay? So, on the outer loop, I have count as the control. On the inner loop, I have count in is the control. Now, I want to set right before I start the loop. So right up here, I set count so that I can test it. Well, down here, I wanted to set count in right before also. So that's why I didn't give it a value. I could have, but I wanted to make the point that I need to set it before I go into the loop. And you'll see why in a minute. Okay, so inside the inner loop, I change count in. So inside this, I change count in. When I get back and finish the inner loop, this has to do with the outer loop, so I change count. And I think the easiest way to do this is we're going to run through it. Because my just saying this does this and this does that doesn't do a thing for us. Okay, so I'm going to run through this. So I've got count. And I've got count in. And they're memory variables. So I'm starting count out at a 1. And then I said, while count is less than or equal to 3, and it is, so I go in, and I immediately set count in to one. And then I say, is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. So I calculate out the answer, which is 1 plus 1 now, and I do a document write. So I am going to see the document write is going to be 1 plus 1 equals 2. Okay, then I am going to add to count in. So count in becomes a 2. What I'm doing here is I'm going to run the full cycle of the inner loop. And then I go back to the outer loop. So I've got count in is now a 2. So I loop back and it says, well, count in is less than or equal to 3. It is. So I write out the next thing and I'm writing out, let's see, it's 2 now, so I'm writing out 2 plus 2 is 4. Okay? I'm sorry, I'm writing out 1 plus 2 is 3. I forgot what I was doing for a minute. I'm writing out 1 plus 2 is 3, right? Because count is 1, count in is 2, answer is 3. So then I add 1 to count in, and it's a 3. And I go back and it says, while count is less than or equal to 3, it is. While count in is less than or equal to 3, and it is. So I add the 1 and 3, it's 4. And I write out document write 1 plus 3 equals 4. Then I add 1 to count in. So when I go back, now it says, is count in less than or equal to 3? No, it's not. So that means I drop out of the inner loop and I come down here and I add 1 to count. And I go back up to here. And I say, okay, now count is a 2. Is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. So I drop into the inner loop and now it's critical that that count in be set to 1 there. Because I'm resetting this. So I go in and I now say answer is 2 plus 1, which is 3. And I document write 2 plus 1 equals 3. So I'm going to document write 2 plus 1 equals 3 at that point. Okay. And then I come down. And I add 1 to count in. And I go back. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. I calculate the answer is 4. And I write out 2 plus 2 is 4. And then I add 1 to this. I go back. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. Answer is now 2 plus 3 or 5. I document write 2 plus 3 equals 5. And then I add 1 to count in. When I go back, is count in less than or equal to 3? No. It is 4. So that means at that point, I drop out, I get this, and I go back up there. And I say, okay, is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. Then I am going to come in. I'm sorry, before I went back up, I added. Okay, and then I went back up. And I said, well, count is less than or equal to 3. 3 is less than or equal to 3. Reset this back to 1 and go through it. Okay? And when I go through it the next time, I will eventually get to the point that count is a 4. And then I will stop. Because I'm only doing the outer loop while count is less than or equal to 3. So when it hits a 4, I end up stopping. So this goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Then I add 1 to count. Right here, I add 1 to count. It becomes a 4. And when I loop back up, it says it's no longer less than or equal to 3, so I'm out of here.
The point is, and we will look at this again on the first thing on Thursday, on next Monday rather. No, we won't. Next Monday's vacation, the following Monday. But do try to look at this. The important thing, and this illustrates it, is how an embedded loop works. A loop inside a loop. So I set for the outer loop. I go in, I drop down, and I set for the inner loop. And then I stay in the inner loop until it's done. When it is done, I increment here for the outer loop so that the outer loop goes up. So the outer loop goes up. I go back, I hit the outer loop, I drop in, I reset for the inner loop so it will start all over. And then I go through the entire inner loop. Then I add one, go back to the outer loop, and reset the inner loop and do the entire inner loop. So if you notice over there, and it's hard to see with the ink things, but the outer loop controls this first number. So it's all ones, and then twos, and then threes. Where the inner loop goes 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So the outer number is controlled by the outer loop. The inner number is controlled by the inner loop. And so they're behaving differently. Yeah.
A couple of questions. How does this actually help in a real life situation? You know, like, why would I put this kind of loop on a page? And that's what I'm trying to...
Well, this kind you wouldn't, but why would you have embedded loops when I have two variables that I want to have changing? So,
like, when I'm visualizing this, I'm like, maybe it'd be great for a math class, but...
No, but that's math facts, because math facts are great for a last class. But if you have an outer loop and an inner loop, so the outer loop controls, let's say you have 10 records on a file. The outer loop controls reading the records. You read a record. The inner loop controls the processing. So maybe I want to print out your quarterly payments. So I go through it 4 times. The outer loop tells me how much you owe. The inner loop goes through it 4 times and tells me what your quarterly payments are.
Okay.
Then I read another person and I go and do their quarterly payments.
All right. Then now I understand a bit, you know, with that.
If I have two things that are changing and they're dependent on each other, basically this comes in very handy. Now, I used it for math facts, and that's why I did that. I used to put up a math facts program for my kids to learn their math facts. And so they had to go through this while I was getting supper and do their math facts. Because I had it where they took in, you'll see the next one or two, where they had to put in the answer, and then I corrected it, checked it, and saw if it was right, and gave them feedback. Okay? Now, I had two kids, one of whom was very conscientious, one of whom was, let's get this over with. And so I had to go back and modify the program that you couldn't leave a problem till you got it right. So that the one who was, let's get this over with, had to get the problem right before he was free.
So what if I wanted to change instead of adding, multiplying?
All you do is change the symbol.
But then how will I know to change the output?
You change the symbol in that too. I mean, that's actually the only place. The two places are in answer, you'd have to change the plus to a asterisk, and in document write, you'd have to change the plus that you're printing out that's inside the quotes to an asterisk.
So the one asterisk there?
The two places where the plus sign is important. One's where you add, one's where you write. And they would have to change to a negative sign, Time sign,
so the
divide
CT
sign.
CT equals CT plus 1 should actually be multiplied.
Well, if you want to multiply, wouldn't that be right? Think. Think about it. I mean, if you want to do multiplying instead of adding...
That's what I'm trying to figure out where I would...
Well, try it. You don't have anywhere to go. You can go. The rest of you can go. We'll make him stay and put the multiply in the right place.
I would like to figure it out, so, you know.
You're willing to stay and put the multiply in the right place?
Yeah, but I think I'm causing an error on it, so...
No, I mean, if you put the multiply in there instead of the add, it should totally work. And then if you want to see the multiply, you got to change it two places. You got to change it where you do the add, and you got to change it where you print it out.
Well, I got the asterisks to show up, but definitely 3 times 3 is not 6.
Well, then, did you look at his thing? Did he change the asterisks? I'm not buying it.